In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh my. This is just, you can't believe what a wonderful homecoming this is. I've been attached one way or another to this parish since the days of Jack Schweizer, which probably five or six of you remember those days long ago, and have served under every rector since then, one way or another. I'm very, very grateful to the current rector and to the senior warden and to all who've made our return to Clayton so warm and so heartfelt. It's just a wonderful parish, so thank you. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. One of the amazing things, and I suppose every sermon on Good Shepherd Sunday begins this way, but anyway, all of the things that are so known about sheep and shepherds, the most amazing is that in a large flock of sheep, shepherds can recognize and name each of their own sheep. And what's even more amazing is that sheep can recognize the voice of their shepherd, even when there are several herds from several families or flocks from several families grazing together on a hillside, and there's all this cacophony of baas and bleats, the ear of the sheep picks up the sound of its master's voice. They listen to the shepherd. And that, dear friends, is our task, is it not? We are called to listen to the shepherd. And how hard it is to listen. We are told these days that everything in the Washington Post is fake news, and the same for the New York Times and Sinclair News Network slant news stories through local news anchors across the country. And there is Fox News and MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and Bill O'Reilly and Twitter fights between Sean Hannity and Jimmy Kimmel. Everybody has a slant. Who are we to listen to? In utter frustration, we shut our eyes, we put in our earbuds, and pick out something on our smartphone among our thousands of tunes, and we just shut the world out and carry on. We find ourselves surrounded by noise, like sheep in a confused and terrified flock that has just sensed a wolf at the gate. Baas and bleats everywhere. Listen to the voice of the shepherd. I was on staff here in a time when there was a renewed interest in the life of prayer. It was a rich time when Nikki Gillis and Paris Coffey first set up a small office. No, I think it was a closet originally, where parishioners and others could come and be encouraged in their spiritual journey. So many discovered that in the midst of noisy and busy productive lives or in troubled times, they could slip away and prayer, and that became a central part of their life of faith. We discovered in those days that to pray was to listen for the voice of the shepherd. It was not to come with a laundry list of requests, no matter how pressing or how trivial. Clearing our mind to listen is not an easy thing. We are so full of ourselves. We have errand lists, business concerns, personal relations with family and friends, world issues, all of which crowd into our minds and run into each other, creating more cacophony. It's our personal noise. It takes time and patience to learn to listen to the shepherd. Sometimes it takes something more. Care and Counseling, where I worked for so many years, might be described as a place of retreat for the healing of destructive inner voices, of past traumas, or angry judgmental parents, or skewed thoughts and impulses. Pastoral counseling is a journey into the self, in the deeper and deeper ways until the path is cleared and the true inner self emerges. Then we can hear the voice of the shepherd. In the calm presence of our deepest self, the shepherd's voice rings clear. It happens in good counseling, in spiritual direction, in practicing contemplative prayer. It happens when we hear the still small voice of the shepherd. What is the outcome of all this soul searching? Skeptics will ask. Is it simply to escape from the real world? I don't think so. If we follow the text from this morning carefully, we learn two things about the Good Shepherd. First, Jesus says, "I lay down my life for the sheep." This is the central meaning of the cross of Jesus Christ. To follow Christ means we must move beyond preoccupation with our own lives to a life of self-sacrifice, of self-giving, a life for others. We are to pour out our lives rather than clutching them to our breast. The paradox of faith, you will discover, is that we turn inward to find our true self so that we may then in turn turn outward toward the love of others. We are free to go beyond self-love. The voice of the shepherd calms the din of our noisy bleats so that we can hear the cries of others. We become shepherds for those who call out to us for help, the poor, the widow, the lonely, the dispossessed, and the powerless. Listen to the voice of the shepherd. Let's be clear. The call to lay down our lives for others is not a call for self-protection. In our current world, many citizens seem more concerned with protecting their own lives and in defending their own rights than in protecting the lives of others. The result is a situation in which innocent lambs are not always safe. Sometimes they are sent to slaughter, while those called to guard them are protecting themselves. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." The second thing we learn from the gospel text is that there are sheep who are not of our own fold. Jesus said, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also." On the one hand, the shepherd guards those who are of his flock, and on the other hand, the good shepherd reaches out beyond his own flock to those who are beyond the sheepfold, those of a different color, those whose bleats have a different accent, those who come from different pastures. This is the call to mission. It is the call to inclusion. 2 years ago, Mary and I went on a small cruise from Istanbul through the Greek and Turkish islands to Athens. One of the most interesting stops was the island of Lesbos, the home of the ancient Greek poet Sappho. Since our visit, Lesbos has come to signify something quite amazing. It is on Lesbos that tens of thousands of refugees have been welcomed and sheltered by the Christian people of the island, and from Lesbos, many have been relocated throughout Europe. They welcomed people of a different flock, from pastures across the sea whose lives were in danger, whose hope was in finding greener pastures. The Christian people of Lesbos took them in and endured themselves the unbelievable and massive upheaval that refugee relocation requires. Jesus says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also. Listen. Listen to the voice of the shepherd. Tune the ear of your heart to the one who calls you by name. Listen. Listen. Discover how you were called to lay down your life as Christ's disciple. Discover how to move beyond your own flock into wider pastures. Listen. Listen.